This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, buddy, it's Weiger. In September of 2022, we launched Doughboy's Snack Pack on Spotify Live. And if you never got the chance to check it out, you're the reason we got canceled, asshole. Anyway, it was basically a call-in show where Mitch and I talked about a snack of the week with listeners, many of whom were weird. The show ran all the way until December of 2022, at which point it was unceremoniously shit-canned by Spotify Brass. But for 12 unforgettable weeks, we talked with some unforgettable freaks. And we thought we'd compile some of our favorite interactions in, not exactly a best of, but let's just call it a sum of. It's the Sum of Doughboy's Snack Pack, formerly of Spotify Live. Rest in power. Enjoy.
Mark M., you're on with Doughboy's Snack Pack. Go ahead and unmute yourself. You want to click the button at the bottom of your screen. Tim, hopefully you're wearing headphones, and go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
You're on with Doughboy's Snack Pack.
Whoa.
Kate is here. Hi, Kate. You're on with Doughboy's Snack Pack. Kate, unmute yourself. And Maddie is here. Hi, Maddie. Maddie, we can't hear you. And Kate, you're muted. Alex, you're muted.
There we go.
When you get a second to unmute yourself,
sorry.
I want to hear your favorite snack. No problem. Kate, you're still muted. I don't know if you're going to unmute yourself.
Someone's Kate, watching, like, Jeopardy.
Yeah, someone's got TV on in the background.
All right, let's get one more proper caller. Hopefully someone who knows how to unmute themselves.
Ken, you might need to unmute yourself. You're on with the Doughboys. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Fish, you're muted. You're now muted.
God damn it, Fish.
Wow, Roxy's here. Hi, Roxy.
Wow, Roxy. Wow. Hi.
Wow. Roxy, we can't hear you.
This is very funny that a common theme for Snack Pack from now until episode 30, like on episode 30, it's going to be like, hi, you're on Snack Pack. Okay, unmute yourself. It's still going to be a thing on our last episode.
Hi, it looks like we got Anita. Hi, Anita.
Hi. How are you? Good. I just had to yank off my CPAP machine.
Oh, wow. Wait, really?
Yes.
Are you lying in bed right now?
Yeah, I just got it today and I was testing it out.
You have sleep apnea, I assume.
Yes, I do.
You just sleep and you're like, this is a perfect time.
It won't be the first time. I fall asleep during your lives too.
Do you have what kind of CPAP mask do you have? Can you talk about your setup?
Yes, it's goes over my mouth and nose.
Oh, nice.
Those are tough. They're tough.
Well, this is my first one. She recommended that one just to try out first.
You know, at the end of live shows, Nick and I usually tiptoe out of the venue just because we don't want to wake anybody up. Everyone's asleep. And we're just like, goodbye, everybody. We're gonna head out for the night. We just tiptoe out of there.
Yeah, Emma goes around tucking people in. Mitch, you're going in and out a little bit. So just watch the audio. Try to stay
oh,
still.
Oh, boy.
Let's get someone else in here.
Yes, unleash another freak.
Hi, Jim. You're on with Doughboy Snack Pack.
What's up, Jim?
Pop-Tarts.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, not too much.
Jim, where are you calling from?
St. Louis.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you like that St. Louis pizza?
Yes.
Really? It's different, right? What is the place called? Yeah, Emo's?
That's it.
Emo's.
It's Jim, you obviously aren't experiencing this. It is cartoonish how quiet you are. Can I ask, like, when you go to bed at night, do you use like a corn tortilla as a comforter?
Yeah.
Hey, there you are.
Okay, we have a sense of your size.
Hey, Jim, you're here and you're loud just in time for you to get zapped.
Uh,
We didn't even get Jim's thoughts on Pop-Tarts.
Oh, well. It probably would have been something like,
they're good.
What is that, Jim?
Too big.
Yeah, they're really big. You can make a house. If you have four, you can make a house out of them. All right, Jim.
I live in four Pop-Tarts. With another Pop-Tart on top as a roof.
Okay, Jim. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Cool, Jim.
I ate a door shape out, so now I have a door. It took me a month.
Oh, okay.
Cool, man. Anyway, let's get someone else in here. Looks like a Narantha, is it? Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hi, how do you say your name?
You said it perfectly, Narantha.
Narantha. Hi, Narantha. Thanks so much. You're on with the Doughboys. We're talking bananas.
Can I just say really quickly, as a camp counselor of 6 years, it's actually, I like to eat apples and bananas.
So there's three eats.
Yeah, and I like to only happens once.
I like
it's to
okay.
Eat, I'm willing eat, to accept the eat, regional differences.
Apples and bananas. Okay, Emma just put, thank yes, you all this, caps yeah. in the chat. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That is wow. it.
I'm glad we could settle that.
It would be insane for me to be like, you're a camp counselor and you're wrong. I got it right. And you know what? I am going to do that.
Wow. A childless 40-year-old man claiming authority on the children's song. Narantha, you're a camp counselor. How long you said you've been doing that for 6 years. What is your, is that an all year job for you?
Oh no, that was in the past. That was a summer job. And when I was a youth.
Okay. So you're still not doing, you're not still up to that.
No. But, did you the songs stick with you?
What was the age range of campers you were working with?
Fourth to high school.
Oh wow, okay. So wide swath there.
Yeah. High schoolers didn't love the song so much.
Was this an overnight camp?
Yeah.
A sleepaway camp?
Yeah.
Were the older teens ever up to a little bit of, you know what I'm talking about?
Nick, I'm really uncomfortable with you asking about the teenagers.
All right, I had to ask.
That was fucking good as hell.
I'm so sorry.
No, that was fucking great.
Then let me ask you about
what's security like there?
There's no recovering. Narantha, I'm curious, did you end up eating a lot of bananas when you're up in this camp? Because I think the big thing that happens is that people's like electrolytes get depleted. They're doing those summertime activities, right? Mm. Like would bananas be a staple of your camp experience?
Yeah, if they were available, we tried to get the kids to eat at least one fruit a day. I will say personally, I'm allergic to bananas.
You're allergic to bananas?
Wow.
They make my mouth itchy.
I didn't know you could be allergic to bananas.
Yeah.
Brenda, you said this was an overnight camp?
Yeah, in Arizona.
Wow. Oh, an Arizona overnight camp. I went to Camp Burgess and Camp Fatima, not a fat camp. My mom sent me to Camp Fatima after she knew that there was like an issue with the priest. This is true. And I went there for a year. And then I went to, and by issue with the priest, I mean like they were, one of the priests had gotten in trouble for, I won't continue and say what it was, but you can probably fill in the blanks. And then I went to Camp Burgess for maybe 3 years. And that was an overnight camp, but I loved it. It was 2 weeks. So how long would the sessions be for you? Wow. Would you be there for like 2 weeks?
No. So we took kids from around the Southern Arizona area on weekend long camping trips in the mountains. There were kids from Title I schools, so they actually didn't have to pay. So we would take them on free trips, and we were like
nice.
Nonprofit, like funded. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great. It's very wholesome.
Yeah. So there was no mess hall or anything like that where you're eating food.
No.
I would love to
brought up a weekend's worth of food.
Okay. I would love to hear I wonder if there's any other camp counselors here, what the food in a mess hall is like to an adult, through the mouth of an adult, what it would taste like. But you're not, so you don't do bananas. What fruit do you do? What's your go-to
Great
fruit?
Question.
All right. I have big news that I'm premiering on the Doughboy Snack Pack.
Wow. What the hell?
Yeah. And I think it parlays into a question that I have for the two of you, which is that I just found out that I'm pregnant.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
I haven't even told my family yet, but.
Wow.
Well,
oh, my
that
God.
That seems like a
Why?
Good first
What is happening?
Yeah, I'm your favorite guest now. No.
Wow.
But
also, is your husband or your partner a listener of the show?
Oh yeah, he's the one that got me into you, and he's like very steaming in the other room that I got on, and he did it.
Wow. He got you pregnant, huh? I didn't think our listeners could do it. I hear him laughing in the other room.
Sorry. I will say, like, I've been eating a lot of grapes and strawberries recently. Mm. But I do have a question for you, which is, once babies are allowed to eat real food, what do you think would be the most fun food or snack to give to a baby for their first ever food?
Wow.
Like, just to see their little face light up.
I have like been around babies when they're trying French fries, and I think that's like such a little magical moment is having a French fry. A baby eating their first French fry, Wags. Come on. How fun is that?
It sounds cute. I'm curious, like, what normally happens here, because I've seen people like torment babies with like, here's a lemon. And that seems like I wouldn't want to give them something cruel, right? Like that seems like that's almost psychopathic. Yeah. I feel like you want to give them like, hey, here's, I'm returning to pudding from last week, but it's something that's.
That feels babyish. Or I'm saying like once a baby can eat a French fry.
So you're saying it has to be a solid, we're looking for a solid food, something you have to chew.
Yeah, man, pizza is also good too. Someone said Pizza Regina in the chat, and I'm like, man, pizza is fun.
But can a baby handle all that flavor? That feels like a lot packed into one bite. Like that's kind of like that would almost be like a hallucinogenic experience, I feel like, for a baby to have all those ingredients in one mouthful.
Wow.
You're used to eating like pureed carrots. Now all of a sudden you got a slice of pizza with all these different components working at once.
How about, I think a fun first food for a baby would be the Taki one chip challenge.
All right, you can zap me.
You want out?
It's
working now. Now we want to keep you in here. We'll zap you. We'll zap you out here. But congratulations. That's great.
Congratulations to you and yours, Narantha. What's your partner's name?
Nick.
Nick. Wow. Wow. Nick. Wow. My name's Nick.
That's true.
Wow.
Man, good luck. Doughboy's listener name is Nick.
Yeah. If the baby ends up being named Nick Jr., I want everyone to know it's after me, not after a Nick.
All right, I'm out of here.
Bye, Narantha.
Self-zapped.
Self-zapped.
We're going to get a lot more of those where people just zap themselves. Like, we're the fucking out of here.
Narantha was freaking alpha.
Yeah.
We just got fucking, I got fucking dunked on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called her own shot.
She was like, when I was like, the one chip challenge, she's like, that's not cool, dude. She's like, I'm taking off. Just fucking grow up.
Yeah, she says she went out on a high note like Dean Martin. She's like, I'm out of here. That was incredible. What a wow.
How many stairs did you ascend just now?
Well, as you can tell, I'm a little out of breath.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably say about 70, 80 stairs.
Wow, it's a lot of stairs.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you how many stairs I have on the way down. Are you ready?
Okay, great.
So does like the ledge count as a stair?
I think that, yeah, let's round up.
Okay.
Let's say the ledge.
So one floor counts as a stair. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, so that's two basically to start. Okay. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 stairs.
My God.
Whew.
Is that all of them or do you have more in your house?
There's more.
There's more. Wait, can you count the rest of the stairs?
I'm going to be so out of breath.
Is it the same height? Can we assume, like, did you go down one flight or two flights?
I've had like, I have some sort of cold symptom.
Oh, my God.
It might be COVID.
Oh, Jesus.
And you're making me climb stairs.
No, right, you don't have to go down them again.
All right, 18. Like, all right, so that was 18.
Yeah, and if we did, we know how many stairs per flight, if it's like one more flight, we can figure out the total.
No, it's different stairs.
Okay.
All right, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34.
Wow.
Oh, God. I have to go all the way. Paul Pierce right now. I'm not going to do this. I'm not. We'll figure out the rest of them later, okay?
You have more. You got up to 34 and you fucking called it quits because you have more stairs?
There's more up, yes.
Your house is all stairs.
I know. It's not that great.
Channing is here. Hi, Channing. You're on with Doughboy Snack Pack.
Channing, you're zapped. Amelia, get rid of him, Mike. We got to talk.
Why did you zap him?
Because he has to get zapped.
Let's bring Channing back. Feel bad for Channing.
Channing will be back. Don't worry. I'm the fucking zap master.
Chaos tonight.
You little fuckers.
Zap his ass.
Brad, we can't hear you at all.
Yeah, we can't hear you. You're inaudible.
And if for that reason, you are zapped.
Wow, Fish is in here. Hi, Fish.
Hell yeah. Wait, that's not Fish.
That's not Fish. What are we doing?
Amelia booted
Wait,
him right
so we just
away.
Immediately zapped someone who thought they were in here? Didn't even get a chance to talk?
We zapped them. Can you just walk through the security here? I just gonna have you walk through the security. Zap.
Oh boy.
Oh zapped. No.
That's the energy of the show today. That's how it started. So that's how it's going.
Yes.
If you step out of line, I'm gonna zap you. But Wags is gonna fucking worm you. He's gonna go off and call you a fucking worm.
I'll call you a worm.
I'm glad you're here because I got something to tell you. You're a fucking worm.
Mitch, zap this fucking worm.
You're fucking zapped, you fucking worm. You hear me?
Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mitch, how's your social battery right now? Is it drained, bursting with energy? How are you feeling, and how did it get to this level?
Wags, we just did 2 episodes of Doughboy, so my social battery is low.
Well,
I'm shutting down.
Understandably, because it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, Wags, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Me, I've benefited from therapy, as have many people that I love. And, you know, here's the thing I can say. Whether you've been in therapy or not, there are benefits for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys.
Let's bring in someone else into the snack pack. Amelia, if we got someone on deck. Oh my God, it's Jigsaw!
Oh my God!
Jigsaw.
Oh, my God. Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Can you hear me? Am I on the air?
Yes.
We can hear you, but we're terrified.
You should be.
We are.
I have a question for the Doughboys.
Wow.
Yes, Mr. Saw?
Yes,
and
please.
My question is, do you want to play a game?
I mean, the answer should be no, right, Nick?
I kind of want to play a game.
Too bad. The rules are, if you say no, I still do the game.
Well, all right, okay, fine.
Yeah, we'll play the game.
Let me tell you a little story. A story about something that's happening right now.
Wags, I'm going to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia and the Spotify.
Hey, group. I'm talking.
I know. Shut the fuck up for a second, Jigsaw. Look,
I don't fucking change the subject.
I traced it, Wags. The Spotify people traced this. This is the real Jigsaw.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look that's at my terrifying. Profile picture.
It's the real him. It's the real deal.
We've been poisoned with a slow acting toxin.
Oh my God.
That is currently coursing through your veins at a controlled speed. Only I have the antidote, and I can give it to you.
Christ.
Should you make the right choice.
Wow.
You see, a few years ago, I was diagnosed. Well, hold on. I'll save that part.
Okay.
Wait, no.
You'll save that part?
Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, why are you going to save that part?
I realized I wanted to say that part a little later, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's fine. We don't want to mess up your rhythm.
Thank you. There's a key hidden somewhere in your snack.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know where the key is?
All sure.
All you except... do is ask.
I probably need a little connective tissue explaining the key.
Yeah, what does the key do?
With the poison.
Yeah.
Because I would think it was like the antidote, that'd be one thing. But you're saying it's a key.
The key leads to the antidote.
Okay. Just there, that's what I
all
needed.
You have to do is listen.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
All you have to do, like I just said, is ask.
All right, I'm going to ask. Where's the key?
Oh, where or mm-hmm. what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jigsaw's getting philosophical.
Is this not twisted. A twisted game?
It is.
Is this not more twisted than any game you've ever played?
Ironically, there is a game called Twisted Metal, and Mitch is going to act in the TV adaptation of it.
And there is a game called Twister.
And there is a game called Twister.
That's a great point.
That's what I was going to say, Jigsaw. So,
but
I
will... even more Twister than Twisted than the cast of Twisted Metal playing Twister on a Twister, watching Twister.
My mind is going to explode at this, just thinking of this. It's terrible.
That was our rap party.
Did Parker get in there?
Yeah, we were playing Twister, watching Twister, and it's less twisted than this.
Wow.
Jigsaw, please, go on.
The key.
Yes.
To saving your life, the key to making this poison slow. It's called... Put down the candy, fat ass. That's right. The poison coursing through your veins is all the crap you've been eating for the last 7 years on your barely listenable podcast. The antidote? Maybe try like eating an apple or something.
Now, hold on.
For once in your life.
Now, hold on. Jigsaw, I should have known something was up because we didn't.
Please, call me Jig.
All right, it's Jig.
Or Jiggy.
Jiggy. Jiggy, I knew something was up because, one, neither of us are really trapped or in a device.
You are trapped. You're trapped in your disgusting bodies.
That's true. And kind of
and also, our own I have making. Your sister trapped in a room. That's why she keeps trying to FaceTime you.
What the fuck?
She's trapped
okay,
in a room
though, right?
And her leg is in a bear trap.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, that's why she keeps trying to call you. But you put your computer iPad on Do Not Disturb.
Well, I mean, you're telling me now. Can I contact her?
No.
I would just, can you just I'd wait until the show's over? Because, like, we do have to do this.
Oh, all right, fine.
Listen.
She could be in the bear trap for like 10 more minutes.
Is it like a bear trap that's like sharp and metal? Is it like one of those bear traps?
No, it's one that's soft and made of felt. What do you think?
Fucking got his ass.
a lot of people say, like, a picture of me with my shirt off is kind of a bear trap. And anyways.
A lot of people in the chat are saying, think we're ready to zap. This is excruciating to listen to. Well, guess what? You're all trapped, too. Do what I do. You try and create something.
I mean, you don't have games. You don't have to create games, Jiggy.
I do. You see, this is the part I was going to say earlier. You see, a few years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Now I must teach the world that that's not fun to have.
Wow.
A game at a time. Do you know what it's like to have type 2 diabetes? You will soon, unless you find the key, which again is try to eat maybe a salad.
Yeah, this is the other thing about you. I've never heard like the keys being kind of like an enlightenment sort of, you know what I mean? I mean, that does happen, I think, a lot of the times after you're in a trap, but like the actual key is us coming to an enlightenment that like this podcast is bad.
Yeah,
yeah, sort of perhaps if you lose a few pounds, you'll find the key to true happiness, because that is the key to true happiness, is being thin.
Pretty superficial, Jigsaw.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not going to be, I got to tell you, you are kind of tiny. You're a thin little doll-like guy.
Yeah, you're being fat-phobic right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Shut up.
You are. Don't body shame it. Don't body shame anyone.
I'm actually tall. Everybody. You've only ever seen me on a screen. The screen takes off a foot of height.
Hold on, Jiggy.
Swear to God. Don't tell me that.
You're riding a tricycle. You can't be that tall.
It's a great point.
It's a really big tricycle. I had it custom made, actually.
Listen, you're full of shit.
If you don't want to eat a salad, you can also, I'm giving you another choice, okay? You can jack off to completion on audio right now in front of all your fans. It's one to Tom who gets to live.
Tie. We tied.
I'm ready. I'm disgusted with myself, and I'm ready to be zapped now.
Jigsaw, guess what?
Wait. Before you go, Jigsaw, I do want to ask you. We are talking Halloween candy. Do you have a take on candy corn?
I actually think it's kind of better than people. I think it gets a bad rap. It's good and sweet and chewy, and it's kind of, I don't know why people hate on it. I think it's actually really good.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Jigsaw, not too evil after all.
Yeah, I guess so.
But guess what I do with the candy corn?
What's that?
I poison them.
I knew it was either going to be a trap.
And I put little razor blades in each one.
I knew it.
Razor blades, and I hand them out when people come to my house.
It's a lot of work.
Hey, Jigsaw, I have a game. What begins with Z and ends with P? Zap.
Oh, ouch.
Thanks, Jigsaw.
We heard them. The zaps heard.
Yeah, I think they're painful. I think that
the zaps were painful to Jigsaw.
Zaps hurt everyone.
I did tell Jigsaw to fuck off when I didn't realize who Jigsaw was.
You didn't realize it was the actual Jigsaw.
I didn't realize it was the actual Jigsaw. Yeah. I was like, shut the fuck up, Jigsaw.
Well, you can send Jigsaw an apology text later.
Yeah, we're on texting terms.
We'll figure it out.
Hi.
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 Hi. How do you say your name?
It's pronounced Tang Tui.
Tang Tui?
Tang Tui.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not spelled this way, but the best pronunciation for English speakers, it's like Tang, like the astronaut powder drink, and then Tui, like Tweety word, but take away the T and the Y. Tang Tui. So I actually have name cards made that I give out when people are like, how do you pronounce your name? And it's literally a business card, and it has my name, the pronunciation, and on the back it has like my motto, which is punch today in the face.
Wow.
So just like approach life like kind of aggressively, not violently, but just like really try to tackle the day. So
you're terrifying.
It's okay. My husband thinks so too, so it totally makes sense.
That's great. That's what you want. Tang Tui, thank you for joining us.
Absolute
treat. We're talking apple cider donuts. If you have any tips.
So I am actually originally from California, but I moved to Vermont back in 2004. I've had authentic apple cider donuts, and I totally get why people are like, oh, apple cider donuts are terrible. If you're having something like Edamame's or you're having that sort of packaged donut, it's not going to taste right. The fact that real apple cider donuts here. You get them from an orchard. They're cake-like, but they are crispy on the outside, and they have this delicious cinnamon sugar coating around it. It's so good. And you can feel the grittiness of the sugar cinnamon. That's really authentic. So, you know, I live in Vermont, and of course this is like the height of like autumn. So there's like a ton of like orchards, apple picking and apple cider donuts.
Tank Tui, how long did you live in California? Did you grow up here?
Yeah, I did. I was born and raised. And then I left in 2004, because I wanted to do AmeriCorps Vista. And I was like, I want to move somewhere very different from where I'm from. And Vermont was definitely it, because small, it had seasons, really different. And I ended up staying here. So,
are there any hometown eats that you miss that you wish you could get over up in Vermont, up in the state of Vermont?
So actually I really miss a good Vietnamese sandwich. A fairly sizable Vietnamese population here in Vermont, because Vermont was a refugee resettlement place, which is like totally crazy. I was like, oh, really? So there's that. And actually, if you don't mind, I would love to actually teach you guys the correct pronunciation of the Vietnamese sandwich, if you guys don't mind. I know it's off topic.
Please.
So, okay. So one of the common things that I hear all the time, including on like Food Network TV shows, is most people in America pronounce the sandwich Bon, like James Bond. James Bond has nothing to do with the Vietnamese sandwich. It is not pronounced James. It's not pronounced Bon Me.
I've heard that he invented it.
Yeah, I know. Like, of course, a white man definitely came. He came to Vietnam and he's like, I'm going to change things up. And he like invented it. And then my people were like, oh, this is amazing. We love white people. Thank you for James colonizing Bond. Us. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They were like, oh, damn, this is so sweet. You know, so we like honor him every day, you know.
So it's not Bon. It's not Bon. It's
correct. Yes. So Bon Me, no. So the best pronunciation, so there are actually two pronunciations. One of them is the South Vietnamese way, which might be a little bit easier for you guys because it's close to what you see when you look at the word bun mi.
Yes.
And that's the way it's pronounced, bun mi, like bun, hamburger buns, bun mi.
Bun
mi. The other way to pronounce it is the North Vietnamese way. Now, you guys kindly asked me how to pronounce my name. If you look at my name has an NH at the end, just like the Vietnamese sandwich. The North Vietnamese pronunciation gives that NH a G sound. So it's pronounced bang me, like, bang. Hey, Mrs. Mitchell, do you want to bang me? Like, bang.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Bang I'm just me. Kidding. I love her. She's great. She's great.
Bang me.
Your mom's super nice. Bang me. So there is a slight like tonal accent that would be difficult to get.
Right.
But I think the easiest pronunciation is bun me or bang me. So, yeah.
Bun me or bang me.
Bang me, right.
Yeah, perfect.
And I know how it sounds. Yeah, I know how it sounds, like the bang me.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really like, it's hard because here in Vermont, I mean, like I said, in Vermont, whenever people put down like, oh, we have a Vietnamese sandwich, they always spell it incorrectly.
Too. Right.
So it's always like, you guys can like Google that. No one does for any reason.
Sure.
This is 100% going to get us in trouble by pronouncing it correctly at some point in the future, but...
Yeah. Also, bun me or bang me sounds like an ultimatum.
That's how Vietnamese people are. Our words are harsh. You got, like, one or the other, you know?
Baby, I was talking about the sandwich.
Thanks, Dane Twee. A delight.
Thank you so much, guys. You guys are great.
I had a
zap
with the James Bond theme, but this was very insightful. You were a great guest. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Great chatting with you. Love you too.
Bye.
Hello?
Yeah,
Hello.
Is that better?
Hi, Lindsay. This is me, Shauna. How are you?
Wow. He's here.
Wow.
What's up, guys? I'm here. I'm not going to be here very long. I did just want to scream. I did just want to scream out, baked Ritz crackers, let's go!
Wow. Ritz are really good.
Totally.
Also, Danielle should be the third host of Doughboys. And It was very fun to listen to you guys get extremely mad at your guests. I think that's the best part. I think you guys do a Twitch stream called Doughboy Scream at Their Freaks, and everyone was fucking watching.
Sean, I can't believe
you, Sean.
I want to say this. There's some video game news in the chat. Wags are saying Death Stranding 2 just announced at Game Awards. Wags.
What?
That's right.
I'm in the Game Awards for this.
Oh, my God. I want a game, the sequel to The Walking Game. Let's go.
I love it. I love traversing terrain.
But, Wags, this is an official first look at Stu from Twisted Metal in this avatar.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is my
incredible hair.
Good look. Yeah, the hair is great.
Is great, Danielle. Thank you. Lindsay, I feel like I stepped on your appearance here. What's your favorite snack?
Thank you, Sean.
No, not at all. Very understandable. I don't know. I was kind of thinking like snack concepts, like the after school snack or like, you know, because I feel like snacks are for different times of day. Like, I do have some go-to, like if I was going to go to the gas station or something, but I don't know. You know, I feel like I would maybe eat something, like a late-night snack might be different than an after-school snack.
Yeah, can I just quickly say that your favorite snack is a concept of a snack?
No. But that, yeah, my favorite snack is an idea.
You can't eat an idea, Lindsay. What are you doing?
No, okay. So my favorite snack is honestly a bowl of cereal, typically.
Wow.
A big cereal, big cereal head. But I also feel like there are cereals that I would like eat dry as a snack more likely than to eat like as a bowl for breakfast.
I love this take because that was an after school snack. And I think it maybe mentioned this in a previous snack pack. The by the way, they Fragile has short hair now in Death Stranding 2, and Sam has gray hair. He's 8.
The show where they watch other stuff and try to do a show during it.
Anyway.
Let's go.
Sean, I try to screen grab your profile. Like,
I'll send you that pic, Mike. I'm sure.
All right. I try to screen grab it like 9 times and failed, and I turned off my iPad at one point. Anyways,
yeah, but anyway, yes, cereal after school was a snack that I discovered via my one of my middle school friends. We'd go over to his house and be like, "Hey, I have a bowl of cereal." I was like, "This is fucking great. Why am I not doing this all the time?" And you know what? I started doing it. It's great.
Yeah, I had that like every single day, basically. I would probably have 2 bowls a day. Like I would have a bowl for breakfast and then a second bowl for a snack.
Danielle, wow. Vinny, Distin, I want to hear your guys' favorite breakfast cereals. Danielle, go ahead.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Great choice.
Wow, great choice. Danielle knocked it out of the park once again.
B-Man, follow that.
You're probably going to zap me for this, but I've always loved Raisin Bran.
Whoa.
Especially Vinny? That Raisin Bran Crunch.
I think that's fine.
I think that's a good answer.
It's a good answer.
My favorite cereal, of course, is Magic Spoon. Go to promo code Doughboy. I want to ask you guys one thing before I zap my ass out of here. What did you guys think? I heard your opinion on it, Nick, but Mitch, have you watched Andor yet?
I have not watched Andor yet. Wags tells me I got to watch it and it's good.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it. It's so good.
Mitch. I will watch it. I'm going to watch Andor. I'm going to watch it. I will watch. I liked Rogue One. I was a Rogue One fan.
Okay,
so.
Don't do this to me now. But, Mitch, I of course famously sent you a Audible link to a Star Wars novel that I'm sure you've not listened to 1 second of.
To be fair, Weiger hasn't either, I don't think, but you are right. It's very rude of me. I am going to listen to that.
No, you don't have to.
No, I want to.
No, it's fine. You're Stu on Twisted Metal. Who cares? all right. Well, you guys have fun. Zap my ass out of here, and I'm zapped.
You're zapped, but you're the only one. It's not an ultimate zap yet. Yes, thank you, Distin. We love you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
For our penultimate episode.
Man, the show would have been so much better if, like, we had someone funny in here. It's just me and you.
The fuck? I mean, I agree, but I fuck off. all right, here we go, Wags. Ready? 35, 36, 37, 38,
39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52,
wow.
53, 54. 54 stairs.
54 stairs.
Is there a miracle on 34th?
Say that again. Miracle on 34th stair. That was really funny. Was that Jake? Really was
that? I think that was Jake. Well played.
Nice Jake. One, Jake.
A miracle I didn't fucking die of exhaustion.
Yeah, that's the miracle of 34th step.
Oh, Channing. Channing stuck around. Channing's, no, Channing is too cool to be zapped.
I'm invincible.
It's like the end of GoldenEye. Because guess what? You zapped, Channing. You know what, Matt? Yeah. You're getting flushed. Because you're in the toilet already.
Yeah.
So zap slash flush. You're going down. See you, buddy. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you, Matt. Thank you.
I hate to do this.
Your audio isn't working, but I think we have to zap you.
I hate to do this, Wags. Especially, I hate to do it to you, Luke. It's the ultimate zap. All of you are zapped. Goodbye. You're all zapped. Zap them all, Amelia. Zap them all, Wags and I.
See ya, everyone.
Bye. Don't unfollow me on
Wags. Delight. Thanks, everyone.
I have an idea now. Luke's gone.
Hi. Oh, I'm
oh they're all making yet. Sad noises as they go.
I'm still here, you.
Channing, you're zapped, but it was great talking to you. Thank you for listening
yeah,
to the show.
Thanks for having me back. I'm a big fan, guys. Really appreciate it.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
All right.
Stay safe out there.
All right, lights out for you. You're good. Zapped.
Bye, Jackson.
Bye, Jackson.
Fucking chaos.
I love it, Wags. You know what?
See, you like the show. You come around on it. It's fun. You like it.
No.
You get to chop it up with the freaks. It's fun.
Chop it up with the freaks.
It's fun to chop it up with the freaks.
Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life. But also,
giver of heat,
giver of a dehydrator in chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun that's
like
built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot. Hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
Sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes, and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell, too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean.
Come on.
Come on. The moon is cool.
Cool.
The moon is cool. Cool. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon and lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DOUGHBOYS at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DOUGHBOYS at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool.
And the sun is hot.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Luke? You kind of look like my buddy, Luke.
Sorry, I was having a cigarette outside and I was listening to it in the speaker. I didn't want my neighbors to hear.
Luke, you're Irish.
Yeah, you can recognize it.
Wow.
I do.
Yeah, no.
Unless this is like fantastic character work, which if I had a guess, I think anyone who's attempted a character on this show outside of Mookie, Luke, it would blow me away if you were pretending to be Irish. You're an Irishman.
I am. Yeah, no, I'm from Dublin. I'm from Dublin, but I'm living in London now. I just moved here a couple of months ago.
Living in London. How about that?
Damn, it is fucking late your time, isn't it?
It is. It's the, like, we just had daylight savings time and it hasn't happened on your end yet. So it's only 1:30 in the morning now on a work night. So I figured I'd stay up for it.
Half one. Is 1:30 12:30 or 1:30?
Come on, Wise.
Got it.
1:30, is it 12:30 or 1:30?
Do you say 1:30?
No, but I could pick up some context clues. The fact that he said 1 instead of 12.
I don't know if that means a half hour to 1 or a half hour after 1. I was just asking for clarity.
See, I'm still adjusting to multiple Irish expressions that English people don't really take. And that's one that I've struggled with. Yeah, like they don't say 1:30. They don't really say 1:45. There's
interesting.
Look, I got a question for you. I mentioned, okay, Wags, you got a question too. Look, Wags has never been over, he's never crossed an ocean, which That's he true. Did go to Hawaii, which was a big reveal that we didn't really kind of talk about. But
yeah,
I've been to London before. I brought up Toasties and everyone was like, what are you talking about? You know Toasties, right?
I do. And I've heard you say it in the podcast before. And I remember, I think it was the first time I heard you said like, oh, in Ireland, everyone likes Toasties. And I was familiar with them. Or no, like I obviously know what they are, but I was like, oh, like, I don't think it's a typical Irish thing. But since then, like, I don't really think Ireland has a standard cuisine. I had it where I was in taxi in Budapest, and the taxi driver asked me, oh, like, what food is Ireland famous for? And I blanked. I realized, like, I don't know. Like I said, like stew or something. Like so I suppose Toasties is a decent answer.
Last caller, stew. What do you, as far as, I mean, like, I guess like fish and chips, but that's London too, right? Like, this is a great question. I think a lot of people
toasties
just think
rice. Yeah, no, like I said, toasties is the correct answer.
Toasties maybe is it. I mean, like,
wow,
beef and potatoes, Irish dinner. I guess you got to tell us why, because I'm sure you're fascinated too. What is like the biggest fast food type place in Ireland? What's your like? And maybe it's just like McDonald's, but is there an Ireland specific spot? Yes.
So like, yeah, like you'd be right in saying like McDonald's would be the most popular. There's an Irish chain called Supermax. I always thought that if you ever went to Dublin, that would probably be the one that you do, but not good.
Supermax or Supermex?
Supermax, M-A-C-S.
Max, got it.
And no, like it's kind of shit, but it's kind of all we have.
What do they offer at Supermax?
It's a standard chipper. Like it's nothing special. Like it really is pretty run of the mill. But then there's a burrito.
What is a standard chipper? I apologize.
Standard chipper is a great term. I don't even know what it is, but
good.
I love it.
I can.
It's like a standard chip and burger place, is my guess.
Yeah, yeah. So chips, burgers, chicken goujons, things like that. Like nothing exciting. Mm. But there's a burrito chain that's really similar to Chipotle called Boojum that's really, really popular.
Boojum.
Like for my money, like I lived in Chicago for a brief period, and like I've tried Chipotle and a few different things, but no, I think Boojum is far and away better than any other burritos I've had.
Luke, you're a fucking alpha. What are you doing? Yeah, why are you calling in here?
Why are you listening to this show? Why are you calling us?
I assure you, I'm not.
You are sipping. It looks like you're sipping a pint. Yeah. Looks like you're having a brew dog in your avatar. Is that true?
That is true. Like I think that photo is probably pre me becoming a fan of Doughboys and gaining about 2 stones. So yeah.
Oh no! You were an alpha, and then you listened to Doughboys and became a beta. It happens.
Yeah.
It's a bit of spiral from there.
Luke, you seem cool as hell. Wags and I are like blushing listening to you just say standard chipper and so on and so forth. You seem like a cool ass dude. I got a question for you. You live in Chicago. You live a great food city. Mm-hmm. You live in London now. Mm-hmm. How would you rank the food? And I'd say, you know, you're originally from Dublin.
So, like, I haven't been in London long enough to rate it, but like the choice is staggering. Like, it's just so big and the options are so good. But in Chicago, like I went to, it was right beside the sports bar that I worked in, I think it was called Lou Monatti's. It was some.
Oh, yeah. We've been to Lou Monatti's.
I tried a deep dish and I really liked it, but I remember it was, I found for my money, the like tomato was too chunky in it. And I don't really like that. But I remember it was with the people I was working with. They said you could ask for like a thin base of tomato. So I was always kind of kicking myself that I never did. But no, I love the food in Chicago. And then I was actually, just before I moved to London, I was in Central America and I was in Mexico for a couple of weeks. And
wow.
The food there was incredible. I adored it.
Wow. Man, Luke is cool as hell.
Luke is really cool.
It hurts me that I have to zap your ass.
Wait, no, don't zap him yet because we got to get Luke. First off, he's cool. And secondly, everyone in the chat is fucking horny for your avatar. So Abby's got everyone horned up. And then thirdly, I want to know.
This is funny that like Luke is such an alpha amongst us, but like back in Dublin, he's a beta who's like getting his ass kicked left and right. I'm
fucking dude, yeah.
But also, we're talking Fritos, Luke, and I'm curious: are you someone who's had any Fritos in your life?
I've tried them. Like I remember that I think I was only familiar with the scoops, and I remember like I liked them, but like the thing that always struck me in America was that the flavors were so much more extreme. Whereas in Ireland, it's very run of the mill, salt and vinegar, cheese and onion. Like there's a crisp brand in Ireland called Tato that's really, really popular and actually really, really nice. But no, I've tried Fritos. I thought they were good.
Man, right. Tato, look. We got to get some of these terms over in the States. Tato and fucking standard chipper wags.
Standard chipper. Good.
Standard chipper is great. I think
I'm going to be the standard chipper. I'm the standard chipper.
You're not the fucking standard
I'm
chipper.
The standard
you can't
chipper.
No, you're not. I am. You can't take it. I won't allow it. You're not.
I'm the standard chipper.
You're not
chipper.
Cool enough.
You're the Tato.
There's the Tato, the brand mascot is Mr. Tato, who is just a large potato in a suit. And
All right, this does sound like me.
Mr. Tato.
Look him up. He's a good mascot.
Luke, so I was from Munster Island in Cork.
Yeah.
I'm a Southern Ireland boy. Is where my blood comes from. But also not that far removed. Like my great-grandparents all had Irish accents. So it's not too far removed, Wags.
Cork is beautiful. Like I always say, like to anyone that ever asked me that they're going to visit Ireland, like I think Dublin is fine for like a day or two, but like it is just sort of a big city. It's kind of dirty. It's kind of expensive. Like if you go to the south, if you go to Cork, if you go to Galway, kind of the west of Ireland, that's where I think people's image of Ireland, that sort of is what it is. Like I just tonight, my parents were out visiting. I saw, have you seen The Banshees of Inisherin?
I did see it. I saw in the theaters.
Wow.
I forgot about asking you about it.
I was like, this is wild.
I don't want to just ask you about the Irish movie, but yeah, I saw it recently.
Yeah, no, like I saw it last week and I saw it again with my parents tonight. But like, that's a gorgeous movie. Like, it really, really does.
Beautiful.
They're licking their lips. But no, it was a beautiful movie. I loved it.
Really beautiful. I think, Mitch, you'd like it. The acting is great. I'm a huge Colin Farrell guy, but Brendan Gleeson also like just one of my favorite actors. The whole cast is great. But what I was also going to say the thing that I like about that movie is like it's set in like 1920s Ireland, rural Ireland, and the chat is mentioning the donkey, who's a fucking donkey, Jenny the donkey, all time movie animal. Such a great
live action Shrek.
It's kind of Shrek-like, yeah.
Okay.
It just sort of presents that time and that place as so fucking punishingly boring. Like, there was just not shit to do. Like, you would just, like, you would tend to your crops or your livestock, and then you, like, walk to the market, and then you, like, have a conversation with someone, and then, like, 2 p.m., you're like, well, I guess I'm going to go to the pub for the rest of the day. I don't know what the fuck else they're going to do here.
Sounds fucking great, honestly.
I thought that Colin Farrell, like he's so good in the movie that like,
so
really,
good,
he sells that loneliness, and like I think he's one of the favorites to win Best Actor. Like I think it would be a really cool win because he's not, it's not like a showy performance at all. Like it's really kind of quiet and restrained. But no, he's brilliant.
He's had a great year too. I mean, like and he's someone who's overdue for some sort of recognition. I mean, After Yang, he's great in After Yang. The Batman, obviously. It's the year of Colin Farrell.
Luke, I mean, you're the man. I don't even want to zap you anymore.
Should he zap us?
I think fucking Luke should zap us, honestly.
Wags is over there, can barely talk. He's getting verklempt. Luke, if you're ever in Cork, visit the Murphy Farms, which I'm sure there's probably many, but that's my grandma would go to the Murphy Farms, and we found it when I was there when we were in Cork. We drove to it, and I met my second cousin twice removed or whatever, Gus. His name's yeah, but he said Goose, and I met him. He was a cow farmer, Wags, and I said he was very much the Irish version of me.
Yes,
good, great guy though. But I'm kind of with Wags. Luke, take it away, my man. Fucking zap us out of the show. We're done.
It was a pleasure to talk to you both. I just want to thank Stu for not answering so I could talk to you.
Us too.
Thank you.
See ya, Luke. You're zapped. And you know what, Wags?
Yeah.
If we have to zap Luke, I think we have to zap ourselves because
he's
what an alpha.
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
We don't hear enough from our international listeners.
I loved it. That was great. What a great perspective. Great.
I had a girlfriend who gave me a cupcake and I took a bite in it. And then there was something hard in that bite. And I looked and she had put fingernails into my cupcake.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God.
Why? To what end?
I think I had played a prank on her, but nothing of that severity.
This was a prank? This wasn't like a...
Jackson, let me guess how you responded. Hey, it looks like there's a little oopsie with the cupcake. There's a bunch of fingernails in there.
No, that would have been too rude. I just ate it. I couldn't do that to her. She was too... I mean, she was nice enough to give me her used fingernails. All right.
Is the term Minnesota nice? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but I think it's kind of a misnomer because it's sort of, there's a lot of passive aggression in Minnesota. It's nice in general.
I mean, Jackson, sounds like that fingernails in the cupcake sort of thing is maybe Exhibit A.
Well, yeah, she was. We had a tumultuous relationship.
I had a heavier friend, and he told me he used to when he was a kid, he would like titty fuck his own belly fat.
Jesus Christ, is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
How the fuck did he even do that? God, you and your fucking ginormous hogged friends. I don't even know how you do that. Jesus.
I think depending on how you were situated, you could make it happen.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say it. This isn't a fucking Gabrus Power Hour, for God's sake.
Yeah, you don't need to overshare if you don't want to.
I don't get it.
Our listeners will do that. Our listeners will tell us insane shit.
Everyone's telling me to say it. You know, I don't want to say it.
Okay.
All right. I'll say it.
Took a lot of convincing, but you're going to do it.
As a boy, Wags, I think you know this. I think you know this. As a boy, when you would jack it.
Sure.
Did you ever
stroke your cock, so to speak?
Jesus Christ. Do you ever hit your chin? That's my question.
Like you're going all the way up to your chin? Like giving yourself a little accidental facial?
Yeah.
Not gonna happen. But I think
it
depends on first off, how are you situated?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, are you more of a shooter or more of a dribbler?
Me, I'm laid out on my bed naked like a baby.
Okay.
More of a shooter or more of a dribbler?
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's the, you know, it's like, are you a grower? Are you a shower? Are you cut? Are you uncut? Are you a dribbler? Are you a shooter? Are you someone who's, you know, out of the perimeter? Making passes, or are you someone who's jacking up threes?
I think this is the thing that like maybe women don't know about men, that if it's been a while, like no nut November,
yeah,
and then December, it's like you can shoot your eye out, like the old Christmas story.
Depends on if you're a shooter or you're a dribbler, because sometimes if you're a dribbler, what ends up happening is you're amping up the viscosity.
Jesus.
And it's like you're the last of the toothpaste tube.
Oh,
Oh, fuck.
Who's an out there?
Jesus Christ.
This is fucking disgusting. You, I can't believe we're talking about this.
You're the one who said...
Fucking nasty.
You're the one who said the toothpaste thing. You said the toothpaste thing.
You were fucking talking about crust and titties, you fucking freak. So this is how we're going long? We're going long to talk about jacking off and fucking shooting wads?
It's a natural thing. Santa does it.
Santa, everyone knows Santa jacks off.
Santa jacks off.
Of course he jacks off.
You ever reach in your stocking is crusted? That's Santa's.
Oh, boy, Santa was fucking jacking off.
Santa jacked off in your stocking.
Amelia in the chat put Doughboy's jackpack. This is a fucking nightmare.
People are saying we're not going to get renewed. You're probably right. What's wrong with people? What the fuck?
What's wrong with people? But, you know, there are some people where nothing's wrong with them. And I want to talk about a few of them real quick. First off, I want to shout out Jess, John, Tiffany, and Amber over at Spotify, who worked with us directly, and we're all just absolutely delightful, and we're always on our side, and we really appreciate their help and their advocacy. And on that note, no one did more work for us on Spotify side than our Spotify side producer, Sam. So we wanted to bring in Sam along with Emma and Amelia and just talk to the crew real quick on this Swan Song episode. Emma's in here.
Hello.
How are you feeling, Emma? You had to figure out a lot of engineering throughout this.
I'm feeling good. I'm just stoked we cracked it before they delete it. It was a fun exercise.
We really did about like episode 10 or 11. We're like, okay, I think we have all the kinks worked out. Thanks for all you do, Emma. And it looks like Amelia is in here with us as the snack pack account. Hey. Unmute yourself, Amelia.
Hey, everyone.
And Sam, hey, Amelia. Amelia, thank you for everything you've done. You've been effectively moderating the chat as much as you are able to do that given these moderation tools. Mm-hmm. And you also have been letting people in and out of the room. And it was your idea to do the freak for all, which was fantastic.
It was a really fun show last week. We got to do more of that. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Sam is in here. Sam G. Sam, knowing the Spotify rule of we don't use last names in here. Sam G is here. Sam, you got a dog avatar looking very cute. What is this the dog that Emmy Blotnick named?
This is the, sorry. It's sometimes it's hard to unmute. So just give me. this is the dog that Emmy Blotnick named. This is Butterwolf. So he's very important and also the only identity I have online.
Wow. I think it's a good move because it's an adorable pooch. Sam, we really do want to thank you. And I hope everyone in the chat and everyone who's loved listening to the show over these past 12 weeks can understand and acknowledge how much work Sam has done on our behalf. Sam has been a real champion for the show, a real champion for the Doughboys. And any problem that we had, Sam was working to fix it. And
hell yeah.
It was just an immense help, and it made this so much more of a joy to do.
I mean, you guys are the best. I suppose I should just start by apologizing. That's rough. I do, though. I mean, like, listen, I can't confirm or deny anything you've read online. But we do get show notes every week about you guys, and I do feel like if anything did happen, that could have played a role. That's all I'm doing.
Interesting.
we have a couple of really good PAs who every week just send me like a little write-up about what gets talked about. And those are what show notes are. And they often say things like, hosts talk a lot about Putin.
Come in big bold letters.
Come in big bold letters. Inappropriate joke, parentheses, jerking off.
At the bottom, it just says, cancel these idiots.
Then there's just one that says Kyrie and Kanye with an exclamation point. Thursday football.
Yeah, Thursday Night Football comes
in. I got to tell you, right now, I actually have Goodfellas on.
Speaking of Spider.
Yeah, that's true. Wags, Michael Imperioli is Spider, isn't
he? Spiders in two movies you love.
It's true. Goodfellas is my favorite movie.
It's so good.
Imperioli gets fucking... Get poured. It's such a sad scene. Actually, I don't want to spoil anything. I almost spoiled stuff. People still haven't watched fucking Sopranos.
Yeah.
But I have Goodfellas on, and I'm gonna turn on Thursday Night Football right now.
Goodfellas more like good movie.
Wags?
Yeah.
I think I've heard you say that before, and you're right. Yes.
That's gonna be a show note.
No. No one's
necessary half pun.
We've given up on notes.
Yeah.
Show notes. That means you're free. You can do whatever you want now.
Yeah, I'm actually just working on my own stuff while we have this conversation.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Power move.
Yeah, exactly.
So we love you, Sam. It's been great working with you. We're going to continue to be friends and keep in touch. And this has been and this has really been a highlight of this whole experience. If we can get like an 07 Sam going in the chat, we'd all appreciate that.
I just wanted to let you guys know, and I've said this to you all privately, you guys are the best. I really, like, this has truly been my favorite thing to work on. I also do the movie bus, so that's also been
yes
a fun part of my week. But I just wanted to let you guys know that this is the best, and I know we didn't get to do all of it, but this is, like, you guys are super important to me. So thank you guys, and thank everyone.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
You love you, buddy. Thank you.
And thanks, Emma. Thanks, Amelia. Amelia, you're going to keep hanging out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Myself.
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wow. What a great crew.
What a crew. Let's bring him in here. The commissioner of the Doughboys Tournament of Champions, Evan Susser, is here. What's up, Sus, man?
Sus! Guys, the last snack pack, and I'm calling in.
Wow.
Sus, we appreciate it.
And I'm going to be happy and funny because I've heard the response. I've got some Christmas jokes.
You got Christmas jokes? First of all, you don't celebrate
Christmas.
Did you
hear what happened? Did you hear what happened to the man who stole the advent calendar? Did you hear about him?
No, what happened?
No, what happened?
He got 25 days.
Sus?
That's really good.
It's really good. Santa likes it.
What's Tarzan's favorite Christmas song?
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm not sure if I
Jungle that. Bells.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's
see, I can be light, I can be funny.
Sus, you guys, we love you, first of all.
I love those things, but you apparently
can't find a good Wi-Fi hotspot. Your connection is horrible.
Yeah, are you so Sus? Are you on the Red October? Sus, we love you, and you do so much for the podcast that
we
people
love you,
don't
buddy.
Know.
Yeah,
and today's episode. It got 400 on the Reddit. They're going nuts.
Sure,
some people are mad at you.
Look at those fucking maniacs. What are we talking about them? We don't need to talk about them.
All right, fine. But look, sure, some people are mad. But look, we were going through a lot. One of our friends was ill and in the hospital, and he's okay, just to let people know. So so that is a huge relief.
Kowalik.
People were on edge. Yeah, Kowalik was clinging to life. They had him on a. They had him on a cheese IV.
Yeah, he was like on a rat respirator.
Yeah.
But
again, he's going through physical therapy now. He's on the wheel. He's running on the wheel. So he's doing good.
It's funny that it's just
if you're listening, there's always a job for you at the North Pole. Cleaning toilets.
You come in, they're covered in shit. Look.
I made them dirtier.
It's funny that Kowalik, not the one who was sick, and we're just shitting on him, but fun. Yeah. But Sus, it was a great episode. Look, that's what you do. You shake things up a bit. We love you.
It's all good. And I'm sorry I was not around for more of these snack packs. This is my first one that I've been able to call into or listen to. And I'm sorry, but I love it, and I love all of all these people, this guy, this Luke guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
apology it's great. Accepted.
Wow. All it took for Suss to call in was him having COVID.
You know what's great now, though? Yeah, I feel better, Susser. But what's great now is you got the Doughboy snack pack. You got yourself a reason to download the Spotify Live app, which you're going to be using all the time.
For sure. Let's see. What do we have? We've got Dating Makeover Live.
Wow.
One Fall is All It Takes.
Wow.
Teenager Therapy Session Live. Sounds like today's episode of Doughboys.
Suss, we love you.
Love you.
And we appreciate you being here.
Yes, and we apologize that the dipshit fuckface who was banned for making an anti-Semitic comment is in the chat right now. Apparently,
you know what, Wags? Merry Christmas, dipshit fuckface.
Merry Christmas, dipshit fuckface.
Merry Christmas, dipshit fuckface.
Suss. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah, buddy.
We love
you. Can you – I just real quick, wait, before you zap yourself, Suss.
I'm going to zap Suss. Actually, I'm going to zap everyone.
Okay.
Finally zap the app. I'm going to do it one by one.
Okay. But before, Mitch, before you do that, while Suss is still with us, we know that we got Santa here, but earlier we were all saying nice things about our friend Mookie for no real reason. I don't know if you have anything nice you'd like to say about Mookie.
Yeah, no, of course. Mookie, I think, is a great talent as a comic actor and a writer, but an even greater friend and soul that I've ever been so lucky to encounter in my life. But again, I don't know why you're asking about Mookie.
That was just fucking good.
It's just kind of random.
All right.
Yeah, it's a little bit random.
Yeah.
We love you, Suss. You're zapped.
I love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Wags.
Mm-hmm.
What a run it's been here on the Doughboy Snack Pack.
What
do you have anything to say before I zap you?
12 glorious episodes. Mm-hmm. What a way to go. Hey, this whole thing was fucking insane and confusing from start to finish. And it maybe got more confusing as we went. But you know what? It was a treat to talk to you, Mitch, my good buddy. It was a treat to have an excuse to hang out with Amelia and Emma every week, our good friends and our very, very able collaborators of this project. And it was a delight to talk to a bunch of randos, whom were super funny, some of whom were completely out of their minds, and some of whom were both. But either way, just an absolute treat to chat with everyone.
I concur, Wags.
I'm gonna say, and Amelia, don't end the show when I say this, because that's what usually happens. I'm gonna say, as I'm zapped, snacky snacking.
You're zapped, Wags. Zap. Wow. It's just me alone here. And thank you everybody for listening to the Doughboy Snack Pack. And thank you for all the support this year. We love you. We appreciate it. I hope that we didn't scare you too much today in today's episode. Thank you all. Thank you to the Spotify staff, to Amelia, Emma, Fish, Drop King, all of you guys. And now, sadly, I have to zap the app and live my life in Spotify Live. Everything I'll hear from now on will sound like a shitty radio from the 1950s. But that's what I'm going to do. Goodbye, everyone. Remember, Spoon Nation for life. The app is zapped. Zap!
Wow. How did they ever cancel that? It's a mystery to us. I mean, certainly no one ever complained about it, just as I'm sure none of you will complain about this episode being in the main feed. Thanks to Emma, Amelia, and our Spotify side producer, Sam, for putting this all together. We'll be back with a regular mainline Doughboys next week. And, for the final time, snacky snackin'. On the next Doughboys Double, hot brown coffee in the city. We're talking all things Java with writer Casey Johnston, because you asked for it in our Dough Scored. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.